News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's talk about the Central Statistics Office's housing figures that were released yesterday, showing the government at 3% off where they were this time last year. We're joined by Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald. It's pretty much where we were last year. 3% isn't a huge difference. I suppose the key question is, do you think the government will meet its target of 40,000 homes by the end of the year? They seem confident that they will. The opposition says they won't.
Just looking at what we've seen from yesterday, Shane, I'd say it's probably unlikely. Best outcome, I think, for this year. Now, it is hard to predict housing at the moment. I'll explain why in a second. But it looks like around 34,000 we did, 32,700, I think it was last year. They've built about 22,300 in the first 9 months of the year. The interesting thing that comes out of it is that the apartments element of the market is what's really contracting. It's down about 18%. And that, to me, points to the fact that we're not getting the private sector investment in PRS in the last 12 months in particular.
So we say PRS, what do you mean?
That's the large rental schemes that were forward funded by the likes of IRES or other big institutional investors and building rental product for us
in
the country.
But hold on, aren't institutional investors bad? Isn't that the narrative?
Well, it might be the narrative, but it's not a fact. Institutional investors are actually essential in a market like this. And if we want to get from where we are now, which is somewhere around the mid 30,000 houses, up to over 60,000 houses, which is what we believe we need, 62,000 in the next 3 or 4 years, the only thing that's going to get us there is private sector investment. We need the government to be responsible for some of that. We need to have products built for purchase, but we also need products built for rent. And that's probably the missing ingredient this year.
I don't want to get too bogged down in this, but when politicians on both government and opposition benches talk about vulture funds, do you think they're doing a disservice to the housing market?
A complete disservice. It's absolutely ridiculous and it shouldn't be allowed. In fairness, the government don't talk about vulture funds. But I think what we need to recognise is that we focus hugely in on first-time buyers, which is important, but the rental sector is also important. And for us as a developed nation to get to where we need to be over the next 20 years, we're going to have to embrace the rental sector completely.
Just again, briefly, tell us why it's simplistic to slam vulture funds.
Because vulture funds, as they're referred to, but what I will call them is the PRS sector, provide accommodation in the rental market, which we have no other real means of doing at volume levels. So they'll come in, they'll forward fund a development and they'll develop a product such as a large block of apartments and rent it out to the private sector. As a developed economy, what we're seeing at the moment is that there's a mass level of outward migration, particularly from our young people who are saying, I don't want to live at home, mum and dad, I need rental accommodation. And therefore, the missing ingredient in all of this is that both private individual investors are not coming into the market in any great numbers. And now with the change in interest rate cycle that we experienced over the last couple of years, we're now seeing that PRS sector, or what you're calling the vulture fund sector, beginning to exit as well. Now, I do think it will begin to change next year. The interest rate cycle is moving in the right direction, but they are essential and we need to stop calling them such ridiculous names as vulture funds.
I suppose, and just finally on this before we move on, it hasn't been helped by high profile cases of high profile buildings lying largely empty, because it seems to be in the interest of these investors not to rent them out at lower rental prices.
But that would be the exception rather than the rule. And I think we can't destroy what is an absolute need in our market just because of a couple examples of cases like you explained. In the vast majority of cases, the properties are occupied. And in actual fact, we need a lot more of them.
Do you understand why it costs nearly €600,000 to build a 2-bedroom apartment in Dublin?
Apartments are incredibly difficult to build and we have very high levels of regulation on the standards of in development in this country. And, high standards cause high costs.
Okay. But I'm looking here, there was a survey done earlier in the year. Average price per square metre of building an apartment in Dublin, 2,363. In Belfast, it was 25% cheaper, 1,755, like 100 miles up the road.
Totally different markets in the first instance. And the level of regulation that we have for standards in Ireland is considerably higher than that in the Northern Ireland market. So if you're building to a particularly high standard, the costs are higher. We do have a lot of historic issues. The land costs in Ireland are higher. Labour costs in Ireland are higher than the north. So there's a myriad of factors that are pushed into that. And what I would say is that As a result of that, we're not building apartments typically as we would have done 20 years ago for the for sale market. We do need to have a high density profile in housing construction. And one of the solutions that are available to us now, I mean, there are other solutions, but is the development of apartments for the rental sector. And if we understand that today, if you look on Daft, there's about 2,000 or 3,000 units available for rent instead of the 20,000 that we need. And given the migratory flows, 75,000 people migrating into Ireland last year, even if we put a unit for one in three of them, that's 25,000 additional units we need. We need to get our head around the market requirements for housing.
Okay, so look... What do we need to do? What does the government and the next government, whatever parties make up, what do they need to do, do you think?
I think, first of all, in fairness to the government, there have been a huge myriad of supports brought in, and which is why we're at 32,700. And the reason it hasn't accelerated significantly is because it is a very deep crisis. And as you just described there, the cost of development is high. I think we need to embrace private investment further, because if we don't, we won't build enough, we'll erode affordability, and we'll put increasing pressure on the affordable and social sector, which is not ideal. So we do need further private investment. We need, if you think about, we built 32,000 houses last year, but only about 10,000 came to the private market. That needs to double. We need to be thinking about 15, 20,000 in the short term rental accommodation being built every year. So it is about embracing private investment into Ireland if we're, the government coffers can't stretch to what we need.
Okay, because this idea that the state should do it all, you don't buy that. You say there isn't enough money.
Not possible. There isn't enough money. It's not the right policy. It's not the right structure. We need a proper functioning private housing market.
Okay, Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.